No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome, everyone, to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. Today is the 21st day of May. I'm Jill. It's so good to be here with you, and it's so good to have you here on this beautiful, well, it's sunny here in Middle Tennessee. And I hope wherever you are, you know that underneath everything that is happening, the sun is shining. And if it weren't, we would not be here. That is so simple, but so profound. You would not exist if that big ball of fire in the sky was not glowing. And isn't it amazing, as far away as it is, we're out too long, it will burn our skin, burn our eyes, and yet it radiates warmth and light. That light scatters the darkness. And this is why we must know the truth that underneath whatever is happening, the sun is shining, and that we carry the light of the world to the darkness. And that light that we carry is the love of Jesus. May we shine bright today. Today we're reading 2 Samuel chapters 22 and 23, and then we will flip over and read Psalm 57. This week we are reading the New International Version. 2 Samuel chapters 22 and 23. Let's dive in. David sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge, and my savior. From violent people you save me. I called to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and have been saved from my enemies. The waves of death swirled about me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I called out to my God. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came to his ears. The earth trembled and quaked. The foundations of the heavens shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, bolts of lightning blazed forth. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemy. With great bolts of lightning, he routed them. The valleys of the sea were exposed, and the foundations of the earth laid bare at the rebuke of the Lord, at the blast of breath from his nostrils. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I am not guilty of turning from my God. All his laws are before me. I have not turned away from his decrees. I have been blameless before him and have kept myself from sin. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his sight. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the devious, you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble, but your eyes are on the haughty to bring them low. You, Lord, are my lamp. The Lord turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He causes me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You make your saving help my shield. Your help has made me great. You provide a broad path for my feet so that my ankles do not give way. I pursued my enemies and crushed them. I did not turn back till they were destroyed. I crushed them completely and they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You armed me with strength for battle. You humbled my adversaries before me. You made my enemies turn their backs in flight, and I destroyed my foes. They cried for help, but there was no one to save them, to the Lord, but he did not answer. I beat them as fine as the dust of the earth. I pounded and trampled them like mud in the streets. You have delivered me from the attacks of the peoples. You have preserved me as the head of nations. People I did not know now serve me. Foreigners cower before me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. They all lose heart. They come trembling from their strongholds. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be my God, the rock, my Savior. He is the God who avenges me, who puts the nations under me, who sets me free from my enemies. You exalted me above my foes. From a violent man you rescued me. Therefore, I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing the praises of your name. He gives his king great victories. He shows unfailing kindness to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. These are the last words of David. The inspired utterance of David, son of Jesse, the utterance of the man exalted by the Most High, the man anointed by the God of Jacob, the hero of Israel's songs. The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me. His word was on my tongue. The God of Israel spoke. The Rock of Israel said to me, "When one rules over people in righteousness, when he rules in the fear of God, he is like the light of morning at sunrise on a cloudless morning, like the brightness after rain that brings grass from the earth. If my house were not right with God, surely he would not have made with me an everlasting covenant, arranged and secured in every part. Surely he would not bring to fruition my salvation and grant me my every desire. But evil men are all to be cast aside like thorns, which are not gathered with the hand. Whoever touches thorns uses a tool of iron or the shaft of a spear. They are burned up where they lie." These are the names of David's mighty warriors. Josheb Bashabeth, a Tekomonite, was chief of the three. He raised his spear against 800 men whom he killed in one encounter. Next to him was Eleazar, son of Dodai, the Ahoite. As one of the three mighty warriors, he was with David when they taunted the Philistines gathered at Pass Damim for battle. Then the Israelites retreated, but Eleazar stood his ground and struck down the Philistines till his hand grew tired and froze to the sword. The Lord brought about a great victory that day. The troops returned to Eleazar, but only to strip the dead. Next to him was Shammah, son of Agi, the Hararite. When the Philistines banded together at a place where there was a field full of lentils, Israel's troops fled from them. But Shammah took a stand in the middle of the field. He defended it and struck the Philistines down, and the Lord brought about a great victory. During harvest time, three of the 30 chief warriors came down to David at the cave of Adullam, while a band of Philistines was encamped in the valley of Rephaim. At that time, David was in the stronghold, and the Philistine garrison was at Bethlehem. David longed for water and said, "Oh, that someone would get me a drink of water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem." So the three mighty warriors broke through the Philistine lines, drew water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem, and carried it back to David. But he refused to drink it. Instead, he poured it out before the Lord. "Far be it from me, Lord, to do this," he said. "Is it not the blood of men who went at the risk of their lives?" And David would not drink it. Such were the exploits of the three mighty warriors. Abishai, the brother of Joab, son of Zeruiah, was chief of the three. He raised his spear against 300 men whom he killed, and so he became as famous as the three. Was he not held in greater honor than the three? He became their commander, even though he was not included among them. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, a valiant fighter from Kabzeel, performed great exploits. He struck down Moab's two mightiest warriors. He also went down into a pit on a snowy day and killed a lion. And he struck down a huge Egyptian. Although the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, Benaiah went against him with a club. He snatched the spear from the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. Such were the exploits of Benaiah, son of Jehoiada. He too was as famous as the three mighty warriors. He was held in great honor than any of the 30, but he was not included among the three, and David put him in charge of his bodyguard. Among the 30 were Asahel, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, son of Dodo from Bethlehem, Shammah, the Haradite, Elikah, the Haradite, Helez, the Peltite, Ira, son of Akesh from Tekoa, Abizer from Anathoth, Sibekai, the Hushathite, Zalman, the Ahohite, Maharai, the Netephathite, Haled, son of Baanah, the Netephathite, Ithai, son of Ribai, from Gibeah and Benjamin, Benaiah, the Pirathonite, Hidai, from the ravines of Gash, Abai Elbon, the Arbathite, Asmaveth, the Barhumite, Eliaba, the Shelbanite, the sons of Jashan, Jonathan, son of Shammah, the Hararite, Ahiam, son of Sharar, the Hararite, Elephalet, son of Ahasbai, the Maacathite, Eliam, son of Ahithophel, the Gilonite, Hezro, the Carmelite, Perei, the Arbite, Egal, son of Nathan from Zobah, the son of Hegri, Zelek, the Ammonite, Naharai, the Berathite, the armor-bearer of Joab, son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite, and Uriah the Hittite. There were 37 in all. Finally today, Psalm 57. Have mercy on me, my God, have mercy on me. For in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who vindicates me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends forth his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I am forced to dwell among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have never fallen into it themselves. My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. So in listening to the words of David today, as he sings to the Lord, so many of the psalms and so many of the language of David's heart is David declaring the safety of God, stronghold, a deliverer, shelter, And we've talked a little bit about this, but how this might give a bit of reference today comes by way of my little garden that I love. I'm at best an amateur gardener, but I can learn. I'm eager to learn, and so I'm learning a lot about soil and plants and water, and I have these chickens that live close to the garden. And I thought it would be a good idea to put them close to the garden until they started eating all of my plants. And so I have had to build a fence around the garden to keep the chickens out. And in doing so, my chicken supply of 9 has dwindled to 3 thanks to Mother Nature. But I have one hen who went into mother mode, and she was sitting on about 13 eggs when I finally discovered how many were there. And one hatched, and it's a long story. The rest have had to be incubated inside with a makeshift incubator. Whole other story. We're going to see if this works. But this one little chick that hatched and that survived, she has been so protective of this little life. And the funny thing about this little chick that hatched is the other hen that's in the coop. She laid an egg, and it's one of the ones that she hoarded. So she's a yellow chicken, and this is a little black chick. She's guarding this chick with her life. And they're walking freely around the garden because they have special permission right now. And anytime it seems as if even the other chickens or the rooster or a bird that's chirping or one of our dogs that's roaming the garden space gets too close, if they pose a threat to the one that is vulnerable, which is her chick, she immediately takes refuge. She immediately sits. She immediately cradles the baby chick safely, softly, delicately, but make no mistake, aggressively, if need be, so that no predator, no threat of harm can come near this little baby chick. That's not even her little chick, but don't tell her she doesn't know this. And all of this is new to me. Chickens and chicks hatching. I have never witnessed this. And maybe it's just the sheer amazement of life and the magnificence of God and Mother Nature and how it all works. But it has been such a picture to me of the safety, the refuge, the shelter that we read about in the words of David through the Psalm and through the story in 2 Kings and in Chronicles. It brings the picture to life. God is our refuge. If God is for us, who then can be against us? We so often defend God, have to have the scriptures and the formulas to defend our faith. And we forget that God is our defender. He is our safety. He is our refuge. And we can be safe for those that need safety and need refuge and need delivering. Those that are oppressed, those that are marginalized, those that are suffering at the hands of injustice and unrighteousness. And I fear that we have confused sometimes defending our faith as controlling the narrative, controlling morality, controlling religion and systems. And we forget that God freely offers us a choice. It's not love, if we are held captive by someone who longs for control and keeps us in fear. God does not control us. He allows us to love him. He allows us to reject him. It would make no sense for this chicken to protect this little chick from any potential threat while she is abusing this chick. She is caring for her. She is loving her. She is nurturing her. She is being the safest place for her. I know it's a chicken. I know I've painted a picture with a chicken, but I can't help but look at this and see the fierceness of our defender, Almighty God. I'm going to take it just one step further to give us something to think about as we leave here today. And it's a sobering thought. Can we think of God, our protector, our defender, as it pertains to protecting us, shielding us, sheltering us from those who claim to follow him, for those that claim to know him and love him, and yet they are trying to attack brothers and sisters, fellow believers, fellow followers of Christ. What this must do to the heart of the Father of all of his children. I'm not going to tell my little yellow chicken that little black chick is not her chick. And I'm not going to tell God, Almighty God, that his children are not his children when he has embraced every single one of us that are thirsty and hungry for righteousness. So Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your shelter, the safety of your arms. May we rest in the shelter of your wings, God. And may we be that safety for those that are in need. May we stand for righteousness for those that are suffering at the hands of injustice, that are on the outskirts of society. They have been rejected and marginalized and discriminated against. Even in our own churches, God, would you convict our hearts and awaken us from our slumber to see those that we need to pull into the shelter of safety and justice and love and compassion and kindness. And may we do so humbly and justly at the same time. I pray all of this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This is Rodney in Atlanta. I just want to whisper a prayer for those who may be dealing with any type of sickness, perhaps any type of relationship problem, any type of financial problem. Just want to lift up a prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord, for meeting the needs of your people. For God, you are on the throne, and I thank you that you are our Father. And since you are our Father, you care for us. You send your word. If we as earthly parents know how to take care of our children, how much more will you take care of us? So Lord, I thank you for being our Father and for caring for us. Then you said that we can come before your throne in the time of need and we will find mercy. So God, we come before your throne now, bringing the needs of your people. Father, I thank you, Lord, meet that need, that financial need, that the healing that needs to be taking place in someone's body. Thank you, Lord, for putting that relationship back together. God, I give you praise right now because you are God and you care for us. And Lord, I give you praise and honor and thanksgiving because you are a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. And God, we can depend on you. Even when we can't find you sometime, we can still depend on you and trust you that you're going to bring us through. So God, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would do it. I pray, Lord, for Brian, and pray, Lord, for Jill as they continue with this endeavor. Thank you, Lord, for these 20 plus years that you have blessed them. God, continue to bless them. Do great things for them. And God, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. It's the mighty name of Jesus that I pray this prayer with great thanksgiving and great expectations. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hi, I would like prayers, immediate prayers, for James and Sydney and their unborn baby, baby Lydia. We've just discovered that baby Lydia has a birth defect. And mom and dad are obviously extremely scared. The whole family is. We're watching everything unfold, and we know that God's in control. We know that God has a plan. We know that sometimes babies go to heaven. We know that there's miracles that can happen. We're just asking that we get a miracle. Baby Lydia is my grandbaby. And Sydney is my daughter. And we really want peace for the whole family. And wisdom. Wisdom to know. Wisdom to know what to do, the next step. Yes, there's specialists. Yes, we're going to Houston. Time's running out. And this was confirmed on Friday. I think it's the 15th was Friday. So, please, if you're hearing this, if you have a church, a friend group, a prayer group, we would like wisdom, peace.
Good morning, DABC. I just want to call in for a quick encouragement and prayer for the gentleman that called in. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. You and your marriage, and I think you said that your wife is asking for a divorce, and you were just feeling, you and your wife were drifting apart, and you stepped out. Well, sweet brother, I am right there with you. I am praying for your marriage. It happens. It happened to me. I was the one that sinned in my heart. I brought shame into my family, and God forgave me. I found the Lord, my husband forgave me, my daughter forgave me, and God is so good, and I'm believing for you, and I'm coming beside you in the name of Jesus. Amen.